This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 7/17/2024. Patient's last name is Richardson. First name is Barbara. Date of birth 8/5/1956. Patient is a 67-year-old female who presents with complaint of pain and swelling of the left thumb that has been ongoing for 1 week. He said she reported accidentally cutting herself with a deadly knife. Her last tetanus toxoid vaccine was unknown. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 210.2 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 112/71. Pulse is 106. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with the exception of the swollen left thumb, which is also tender to light palpation. Patient has a limited range of motion over the left thumb. Neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, slight color change noted over the left thumb. No open lesions or drainage noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had the left thumb soaked in 1-betadine solution for 15 minutes. Wound care performed and wrapped with antibiotic ointment applied. Patient was given Rocephin 1 gram, Toradol 60 milligrams IM. Both were well tolerated. Patient was given prescription for clindamycin 300 milligrams, 1 POTID times 14 days, quantity 42. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Diagnosis cellulitis of the left thumb, status post left thumb injury. Next patient, last name is Mayo, M-A-Y-O, first name is Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, date of birth is 11/27/2010, date of service 7/17/2024. Patient is a 13-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding lacerated left thumb. She had her stitches removed, but she had some open area of the left thumb, which is now coming as a follow-up for wound care follow-up. Stitches already removed. She has no evidence of any stitches in the left thumb. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, patient had a left thumb covered. Following the last visit with the status post lacerated area of the left thumb, she denies any pain or swelling over the affected area. Musculoskeletal, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness or swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 148.8 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 123/74. Pulse is 106. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.97.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, peak and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, special moves, all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, affected area of the left thumb cleaned with no wound, who appears to be completely closed, no evidence of stitches noted in the wound, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, diagnosis status post lacerated left thumb and status post stitch remover, suture remover, follow-up wound care. Follow up now only as needed. Next patient, last name is Guevara, Guevara, first name is Javier, Javier. Date of birth is 2/3/1976. Date of service is 7/17/2024. Patient is a 48-year-old male who presents with complaint of fever, sore throat, congestion, ongoing for 2 to 3 days. Patient reported that his wife just got recently, patient's wife is currently being treated for COVID. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient complain of some nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no blood vision, no eye pain reported, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, patient complain of cough, denies shortness of breath or wheezing, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any abrasion, no rash reported. Musculoskeletal, patient complain of some joint pains, but no joint swelling or stiffness reported. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 225 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 128/86. Pulse is 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, or erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep and flu, but positive for COVID. Okay, diagnosis COVID infection and viral syndrome. Patient was given prescription for Paxlovid, 300/100 milligrams, 3 tablets BID times 5 days as directed. Quantity 1 pack. Tesalon Pulse 100 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN, quantity 30. Follow up visit scheduled for 3 days for re-evaluation. Thank you.